As there was a word from the Lord this morning, as found in the scriptures read to you from Luke, the 14th chapter, the first verse, and the 7th through the 14th verses. I title this, Your Blessings. It's always interesting when you begin to read the text, what comes. Christ in His response as He was sitting at the table with the Pharisees, with the leader of the Pharisees, and having a meal. It's often interesting how folks watch you when you're sitting and eating and the position that you hold. Anybody ever go out to eat and sit in the seat of the honored, of the honored one when you go out to sit, eat with influential people? You ever just gravitate to them? You know, you want to be right there beside them. Or if you throw a party and invite people over, you ever watch the seating order? People come in. If you don't put names down, you watch how folks respond. We still sit in our cliques, but we try to make our way up close to the head man. Kind of like when we had our bicentennial meal with the bishop and with the superintendent. As I had people come and eat for the first time to break bread with them, I kind of watched as we sat at the table and spread around. As the bishop sat in one spot, you could see certain folks ease around and try to get close to them. But at this particular meal, Christ reminds us that we should not exalt ourselves when we sit down to eat. We should humble ourselves and allow the host to exalt us, or let God exalt you, then you exalting yourself and having to be made foolish by being asked to move. And I know this one really gets us, right? Having a party and inviting our friends, our relatives, our neighbors, inviting those who, when they throw a party, we expect to be invited back. Anybody ever do that? Just throw a party just for your friend and you get mad because they don't invite you back? I'm just asking. So, let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, an empty pitcher before your full fountain, once again asking, Father, that you would fill this pitcher. But more importantly, Father, that you would overflow this pitcher. Allow this message that you bring this morning, allow it to find its way out into those whom you've given an ear to hear. Allow this message to find its way out into those you've given a heart to receive. Father, allow this message to find its way out into those whom you've given a will to follow. So touch now these lips. Use this voice that only you are heard. Hide this body now so that only you are seen. Bring to us the understanding of being a blessing and being blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I often find it very interesting, as a lot of times when we're reading the text, when we're looking at Christ's travels, his works, it seems to be centered around food. Hence my three F's, food, fun, and fellowship. Through food, we're able to feed the body, to take care of a physical need, but through food, we're also able to have something in common. Food is a way of opening the door, of setting the tone of lighthearted conversation. As you're nibbling on this or eating on that, you're able to make small talk with one another. It brings us together on one level playing field. The only problem that I find is that as we begin to break bread, once again, once we sit down or we get ready to eat, we look to see who is coming to the party, who has been invited, or who is sitting around the table with us, and we kind of decide where we're wanting to sit. Like I said, if there's no name places in front of us, we kind of want to gravitate to who we feel is most influential. Take a wedding, for example. When we have a wedding, part of the thing for having the meal is what? Setting the place, who's going to sit with whom, right? Ladies, you all have a rough decision when it comes time to place settings. What in-laws are going to sit with what in-laws? What aunts and uncles, that's crazy, are going to sit with whom? The children have their own special. It's kind of like Thanksgiving or Christmas. The children have their own space, hoping one day to grow up to sit at the big folks' table. But what we really need to do is just sit down. No one needs to worry about where you're going to sit as long as you are included in the conversation. Am I correct? Isn't that what we're looking for? Is just to be included. We're blessed, my brothers and sisters, because we have been included in at the table of God. When we come together as one body, we're able to communicate with one another of what the things that God has done for us. How God is moving in our lives. No one has to break neck to try to sit close to someone important. No one has to run to be the first one in line. I tell you, a family I came from, my cousin and I got humbled because we exalted ourselves to be the first ones to eat anytime there was a meal. And at the time, we had big appetites. So we would pile our plates up with all the food, and then we would go sit down, and everybody else is looking at us like, why? So they humbled us and made us be the last two to eat. Hence why I don't mind letting everybody go before me now. Because I understand that there's going to be food for everybody if the one that wants to eat the most goes last. But honestly, no. I would rather see, as Christ does, would rather see your people, his people, taken care of. We came to serve, not to be served. Not to raise ourselves up, but to make sure that those who we've been put in charge of is taken care of. It's the same mindset I had as I was a manager of the water park. As long as my customers are taken care of, and I need you to understand, my customers were my employees. If my employees were taken care of, then I could rest assured that the rest of the world, that the people that came to be a part of us were taken care of. So if we take a beat from what Christ has done, it's all right to sit with those whom we have been invited to sit with, but we don't have to put ourselves in the high seat. If we take ourselves and sit low, that whoever is the host, if they see value in us, they will move us where they need us to be. I'm sure as we've experienced our loved one passing away, we kind of have visions of where they are right now in heaven with God. If they're in the choir, we're sure that they're now singing solo, or sitting in the first chair, or if they played an instrument, that they might be the first chair, but I just want to be in that number. Don't always have to be the first one, just so long as I'm included in. It's a blessing to be able to be, even to receive an invite, that somebody thought enough about me or you that they asked you to come and sit with them. He closed that section by saying, whoever invites him, when you host a lunch or a dinner, don't invite your friends, your brothers or sisters or relatives or rich neighbors. He says, if you do, they will invite you in return and you will have already received your reward. Here's where it gets good. He says, instead, when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. He says you do these things because they cannot repay you. And you will be repaid and receive your reward in heaven. We have gotten to a point where we want to be exalted. We want to sit high and forget about everybody that is below us. Your blessing comes when you lift others up. When you help your brother and sister to get to where you are or to where you want to be. In doing those things, God will raise you higher instead of lifting up those who are already high. I follow on Facebook Darman, and his videos are kind of interesting because he deals with the same stuff that the Bible is talking about. Being exalted and putting others down, and it never fails that those who have exalted themselves end up being made low or made to feel less than because they do not realize who they're dealing with. It's always somewhere in the lines, don't judge a book by their cover. If we take care of those who are less fortunate than ourselves, God will take care of you. It's kind of like that money thing. If you keep one hand open and the other hand open, it flows in and out. And it never runs dry, but as soon as you shut one down, you can best believe that it's going to stop. The flow is going to stop. The blessings are going to stop. You must keep both hands open in order to receive. Your heart must be open in order to receive. If you look out for those who are less fortunate than yourself, you will be blessed because God will look out for you. It comes this morning that we've got to train our minds, change our mindsets that it's not about us. It's not. I don't have to be in the high seat. It's hot in the high seat. I've always been told, don't allow folks to exalt you and don't exalt yourself because it makes you an easy target to be knocked down. You all have heard that adage. If you step on people as you're climbing the ladder, guess what? You're going to see them same people as you've been knocked down the ladder. So in order to be blessed, my brothers and sisters, you have got to be a blessing to others. However that looks in your life, help somebody along the way. We say, when I pass, if my living has helped somebody else, right? My living has not been in vain. What good does it do to help those who already have? Nothing. But for those who are less fortunate than ourselves, if we can help them, it does a whole lot. Again, I am thankful that St. Luke's is a mission church. Let me correct that. We're a hands-on mission church. As a hands-on mission church, we understand what it means to roll up our sleeves and get down in the midst with everybody. In doing those things, we understand what they need and how we can help. And when you see your help, it's much better. So in order for you to continue to be blessed, help somebody along the way. Someone that cannot repay you. Someone that may not have any idea of repaying you. Pass it on. I think our last centering moment had to deal with a woman, with a man who stopped and helped a woman along the highway. Right? He changed her tire. And she went into the diner and blessed the waitress with $400+ who was pregnant. It was a vicious circle because when the woman got home, it was her husband who had changed the tire for the lady. Right? Help someone even without expecting anything in return. Help someone even if you know that they cannot help you back. Be a blessing that you might be blessed. It's the word of God for the people of God this morning.
Thank you, God.